Welcome to the A1 Content Podcast. This is John, and today we're talking about small business email newsletters. Let's go. Before we get started this week's episode, I just would like to welcome everyone to the podcast, where I'd like to bring the latest industry trends and expert advice success stories to help your business grow in the local market. Whether you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur, the goal for me is to inform and inspire you on that journey. Sit back and relax as we dive into the world of online business and how it can explore the secrets to your small business success. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button and join the community of like-minded individuals that follow me every single week and listen for the tips they can apply today. Trust me, you won't want to miss a single episode. Let's get started. Now, most small businesses in the local area do have email newsletter options. Some of them use the email newsletter to maybe reach specific set of individuals that have entered at the store for, say, a contest or some sort of giveaway, and they've taken those emails, put them into like a MailChimp account, and now they would reach out to them occasionally about maybe random store updates. Maybe there's a sale that's going on for this season. And that's how some small businesses would like to use their email newsletters. So today I'd just like to talk about like a good sales email template that you can use, and that has a good, we're talking about like subject line, the content, what goes in the thing, what are the CTAs for that. So, to break it down the best that we can, a basic sales template is a pre-written email that can be easily customized based on your audience, used to reach out to potential customers. In most cases, the sales template can be saved, so it saves you a little bit of time the next time you want to send one out. You can help them craft effective messages that'll increase their chances of, you know, getting the person to open the email and then getting them to take an action, whether that be to call your store, visit your website, follow you on social media, those types of things. So now we're going to talk really quickly before we get started in thinking about how we want to build the newsletter. Let's think about the reasons we even want to write one. So I have five options that make sense for most small businesses. It doesn't matter if you're a brick and mortar store. It doesn't matter if you are just a website in a local area. But basically, building brand awareness and customer loyalty is one goal. Driving website traffic and online sales would be another. Promoting upcoming events or sales at your store or location. Keeping customers informed about new products or services that you might be bringing to the website or to your business. And building a relationship with subscribers through engaging and informative content. Sometimes it's educational content. Sometimes it's just, you want to give the customer a little bit more information or reason that they would come back to your business. So in most cases, customers are subscribing to your email newsletter for various reasons. So you have to kind of keep that in mind, that not every single customer is going to take the same thing out of your email newsletter message. Now that we've kind of broken down the five main reasons you might send a newsletter from your business to customers on your list, we should just talk about like what goes into building out that exact newsletter. Now, this doesn't matter really what newsletter service that you're using. It can be Constant Contact. It can be MailChimp. There's a few other free versions out there. If your website is built on WordPress, there's even some newsletter options through some plugins and things like that. But for this, we'll just use MailChimp. It's easy. It's drag and drop. Everybody knows it. It's easy to upload a customer database. It's easy to add customers through a web form. And I think it's free up to like 2,000 subscribers. So you get a little bit of time to mess around with all the settings and everything like that before you realize maybe this is something we should be paying for our small business. So let's get an email newsletter built out for the second goal, for driving website traffic and online sales. Let's do that. So one of the first things we want to do, we know what our website is. That's where the customers are going to go from the newsletter to your website. So in most cases, this is just your homepage, or it might be a product category if you've broken it down like that. If you send them to the homepage, you should have clear navigation on your website. I've talked about this in other podcast episodes. What makes sense for navigation on your website. You can scroll back in a few older episodes and check that out. But anyway, moving along with this, we want to create a catchy subject line. So what does that mean? It's not always easy to do. We don't want it to just say, hey, open me, although that probably would work. In most cases, when you create the subject line, you have to understand that they're going to be reading it on different devices, and they're also a different segmentation of your audience that's going to be reading it. So if you don't have the right subject line, there's pretty much a zero chance your email newsletter will even get opened. We all get blasted with emails all day long, every single day, from different places that we signed up for, purchased from, and etc. But the best email marketing subject lines, it's kind of like, you know, part art, part science. You know, you want to bring the psychology out in there as well. So you'll need to be specific enough to explain what your newsletter is about, but also creative enough to create a small bit of personality in that subject line to tell the person what they're expecting when they get into the email. Experimenting with different subject lines to see which one will work best for a specific audience is very easy to do. And sometimes your just emails don't get open. So there's a lot of that goes into it. What time of the day you sent it, what the subject line is, and of course, what's in the email newsletter, how you got those addresses to begin with, and things like that. So keep all of that in mind when you're building out your email newsletter. So just jumping back into the subject line conversation, basically, say we want to drive website traffic and online sales. That was the goal we chose. We're going to go through MailChimp. We get an opportunity to put in a subject line, and we wanted to, you know, create urgency, and we want people to understand that this sale or these products availabilities or this type of urgent message is only available for the month. So subject lines might include something like last chance to save, monthly sale ends soon, stock up and save, exclusive sale for our customers, don't miss out, we have huge discounts on popular items, and end of the month blowout discounts up to 50% off or whatever the discount might be. Those are all type of subject line that can really create a hook. They can catch the customer, they can tell what it is, what's going on. It's a monthly sale for this month. What is it? It's a sale. Don't miss out. We want to create urgency and those types of things. So we take that into consideration while we're building the subject line itself. So now we're going to talk into like what goes into the body of the actual email. Then if we have the subject line figured out, we just write down 3 to 5 of those similar sounding messages, and then you're going to have to choose one. So it doesn't matter if you do it randomly or if you just really just choose one that you think you like. Choose one, hit it, throw that in the subject line area, and let's move to the body text. As we talk about the email body, consider any email that you get from any business to your own inbox. What are the emails that you actually read? Regardless of the subject line, when you open it up and you see a ton of text, maybe one or two images, does that even get your interest? Do you know where the CTA is? Do you just delete the email? Do you actually read word for word what's in the email? The chances are pretty good that most people aren't going to read every single word. They're going to find the thing that interests them. It might literally be the first image in the email. It might literally be the first button to send them out to the website that actually gets them, you know, interested. They might not even read the rest of it. So short and sweet is the kind of how I like to do it when I build out a newsletter. And if it's product specific or sales specific, I literally add an image to the very top about that exact thing. Now, there are some tactics where you can create the impact of the email body and make people read every single thing because it doesn't link anywhere until the very bottom. You have to decide if that's something you want to do or if you just want to give them an opportunity to get right to your website as fast as possible. Really, that comes into which goal you want to do, which A/B testing you'd like to try. All of them are going to be different. And again, analytics afterwards will tell you exactly which one worked best. So let's talk really quickly about the email body that might be in, say you chose the subject line, last chance, January sale ends soon. So that's our subject line. So the email body might be something like, you know, time is running out to take advantage of our January sale. We're offering 50% off all of these products for a limited time. You know, don't miss out on the opportunity to upgrade your product or service at a discounted price, order now before the sale ends and take advantage of this offer while you can. All of those things, those sentences almost say the exact same thing. They're just three different sentences. So you can put those in your email body, separate them with images, separate them with buttons, but give each person the opportunity to read that sentence differently as they move through the email. That's the best part. Count on nobody reading the entire email, but don't forget some people will actually crawl through the entire thing and read every piece of information you have. So each of those sentences looks very similar, but because you're telling them the same thing at a different time in that email, you're actually allowing them to choose when they want to come to the website. So what I'll do is I'll split those sentences up, might throw an image in there or products in between each one. And if there's a CTA, of course there would be, I would drop that after each of those sections. So I would build out the email body section like, you know, the very first sentence, there'd be an image or a product, then a call to action. I would move to the next section, do the exact same thing. So as someone is, you know, managing their way through that email, they can click out to the website at any moment or all the way at the very end. You want to give them the opportunity to do it at any moment. So those CTAs that I'm referring to after in each of the sections or at the end of this section might be something like, don't miss out, shop now and save big on our sales items. That's literally a sentence. Now, do you want to create that into a button? Don't miss out, click here. Very simple. Shop now, also very simple. When you each section that you want to like conclude, you can add things like ready to upgrade, take advantage of a limited time sale now. You would put a button right after that or make that a link itself. Exclusive offer for our email subscribers, extra 10% off sales items. You might even use a coupon code. That way people that are identified by the newsletter would be using that. Last chance to save, sale ends soon. That's very simple, very short. Sale alert, huge discount on select items, shop now. So all of those things can conclude each section and allow you to either link them out to your website or maybe to a phone call situation or a button that leads right after that just saying click here. The most basic CTA you can basically write. So now you take that into consideration for any email that you build. We can apply these tips to any single email newsletter that you want to send out. It doesn't matter the goal. For this one, we were driving website traffic and online sales, but if you want to build brand awareness and loyalty, like say you only send out a newsletter a couple of times per year as kind of a reminder to your customers, like who you are and what you do, that body looks a little bit different. Those CTAs also look a little bit different. You might not even require them to go to your website. However, I would not recommend that. At the bare minimum, get the customer from the email, either to your website, your Google Business profile, your Facebook page, however you present yourself, your business online, get them there so that at least you can see some sort of results. You don't want to just throw this thing out into the middle of nowhere and just sit back and make assumptions on whether or not it was effective. Now, inside MailChimp, you're going to see some statistics, who opened it, you know, when it was read, those types of things. But if there's nowhere to click, nowhere to go, you're not going to learn anything from that email at all, which is the worst thing because the last tip really is to test everything. Test it again, test some more. So let's just say that we moved our goal from, you know, driving website traffic and sales to keeping customers informed about a new product or service. That's a little bit different because we don't have anything on sale, but maybe we have a new product. So moving to that subject line for that goal, you might have something like new arrival alert, introducing insert any product or service here, stay ahead of the game, our latest product or service is now available, or an exclusive offer, be the first to try our new product and service. So that last one works really good for, say, spas, salons, even restaurants. You know, be the first to try our newest, you know, pizza combination or our new menu or our new massage expert that we just hired. Those types of things are all really great ideas to send out in a newsletter, and those subject lines work perfectly for that goal. You can kind of see the difference between driving website traffic and sales to just kind of keeping that customer list informed of something brand new for your business. It's a little bit different, but when you back up far enough, you can really see that they're both kind of sales related. One thing that I noticed helping small businesses in the local area with their email newsletter frequency and content especially is that sometimes they don't really share anything worth sharing. So that's one thing you can keep in mind. Like, you want to give the customer a reason to maybe share the information with somebody they know. Like, when they get the email newsletter, did they forward it to somebody that it might be relevant to? Or did they post about it on social media and point to the fact that, you know, there is a sale going on, or there's a new service that, you know, by so-and-so business in the area? So email newsletters can be at the very basic, just a bunch of information, an image and a button. But at the same time, as you're tweaking everything and testing out your subject lines and those types of things, why not try to create something that other people would love to share? You know, and a lot of times what you're going to put on the email newsletter doesn't always go to your social media pages. It doesn't even, maybe even end up on your website. You want to keep the people that subscribed, you want to benefit them by offering this information. But if they do spread it word of mouth, that's a bonus at the same time. So for the last couple of examples, I talked about maybe a business that sells a product or a service, but what about if your business just provides a service and you don't want to give away how to do the service, of course, but you want to inform your newsletter customers or your newsletter readers about it. So like one of the goals mentioned earlier was building a relationship with subscribers through engaging and informative content. So when I work with like landscapers and plumbers and, you know, HVAC companies, those types of companies would, you know, don't want to go ahead and tell you exactly how to remove your old furnace and put the new one in. They want to do that service for you. However, there are some ways that you can educate the customer, whether it be when and how to change your furnace filter, how to edge your lawn, or how to prepare for your landscape company to come and do something specific in, you know, that you hired them for. There's a lot of educational type things that you can send out. Now, those email subject lines are going to look really different, but they're not going to be salesy. So for example, you might say something like, get to know us, insider tips and tricks from our team that works for, you know, just about any kind of service company. Behind the scenes, a sneak peek in the making of our products. That might be kind of cool to see, similar to like, you know, a YouTube video on how it's made. Another one might be expert advice, insights and suggestions from industry leaders. All three of those subject lines would give the subscriber a reason to open the email. And then whatever information you want to put in there with the CTA to call or schedule now or to read this article on the website. A lot of times these types of educational emails will just be like a snippet in the email, sort of like a RSS feed. If you're familiar with those, you get, say, a paragraph or so from the article, and your CTA might read additional, you know, or read more of this article on our website. And then now you have content for your website. So you're linking them off to the website, and on the website landing page, obviously your phone number's there. We got some images. We see the team. We see the thing you're talking about. We see a form to contact you. Now I'm thinking about that thing. Now maybe I want to schedule a service or some sort of call to talk about that thing. And I'm warming the customer up and I'm getting ready to, as the customer, purchased that service. So a lot of these things can all work together. There's a theme throughout my podcast episodes that, you know, there's so many different pieces that all work together, and this is one of them. You think you're just sending an email newsletter, but in reality, it's touching a lot more than that. The website, the socials, the person. Are they buying? Do they care? Are they reading? There's so many different moving pieces, and a lot of times for small businesses, that's a lot to take in. So the email newsletters kind of fail. They go out twice a year instead of twice a month, and they don't have time to build the content. And for people like me who help these small businesses benefit from these actions, it's a benefit to the small business. They're going to pay a small fee every single month, and I take care of all these things because I can put this stuff at the front of my mind and get it done every single month on a schedule versus them maybe coming across an update in their email or on their calendar and then having to run around and try to put together a crappy email that's just going out to go out. So we don't want to do that. But let's just finish up the episode right here. I think I provided a few tips, just at least some things to talk about. If you're a small business owner, I really think an email newsletter is easy to do. It's affordable until you get into the thousands of subscribers. There's a lot of services out there that will allow you to offer, you know, use their service for free until you get, you know, too big. But in the meantime, why not? Let's just reach out to those customers. Let's keep poking them in the eye. Let's keep them coming back for more. So I appreciate you listening, and that's how I'm going to end the episode, and I hope to see you guys back next week. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I hope you found the information useful for your small business marketing strategy. Please consider subscribing to get new content as I publish it, usually about once, maybe twice per week. I'd also love to continue this conversation over on Twitter, where you can find me at A1Content. Otherwise, you can visit my website for more actionable digital marketing methods for your small business, especially in your local area. You don't need to leave a review, even though that's awesome. However, I would ask that if you know a small business owner and feel they might benefit from what I shared with you today, share the podcast with them. Word of mouth advertising is the greatest way to spread the love with all the podcasts out there today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.